You might know Karen Parsons as that airhead princess Hillary Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Dad, I need $300.
Hillary, your cousin Will is here.
Hi. Dad, I need $300.
Today, Karen Parsons has a different priority. She runs an organization called Sweet Blackberry, producing short animated films for children about influential yet little-known African Americans. When I spoke to her earlier this week, she said the idea started many years ago.
My mother was a librarian, and she would call me from time to time with interesting stories that she came across. She shared with me one day the story of Henry Box Brown, a slave who had literally mailed himself to freedom in a box from Virginia to Pennsylvania. None of my friends had heard the story either. And I thought, that's crazy. How come we don't know about this guy? So I started making notes about it. And I would put it aside and then come back. And when I was pregnant with my daughter many years later, I started to really think about my responsibility as a parent supplementing my child's education. What do I want her to learn? What do I need to bring to her on my own? And finally, I arrived at Sweet Blackberry.
I've come very far. Still, no man is free unless we all are.
So your first film was about Henry Box Brown, and then the second film you made was about an inventor.
Yeah, Garrett Morgan, I mean, is a fascinating man. This is the inventor of the traffic signal, as well as a gas mask and a bunch of other things.
And suddenly he jumped up and exclaimed, I've got it. A traffic signal.
Our focus in Garrett's gift is on the traffic signal because also our age group, you know, we have really little kids. That's something that they're learning about and navigating.
And now you're raising money to do a new one about a ballerina named Janet Collins. Who was she?
Janet Collins was the first African-American prima ballerina. At 15 years old, in 1932, she was asked by the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo to join their dance troupe, which was just unprecedented at the time for a black dancer to be asked. The condition would be that she would have to perform in whiteface.
Huh.
So she was devastated, but she still said no. Instead, she worked extra hard, and she would end up becoming the first black prima ballerina and the first black soloist at the Metropolitan Opera.
Huh.
In schools, we learn about a handful of stories, great stories, but still, we're missing out on so much. We want to celebrate black history, but we don't want to separate it from American history. We've been fortunate enough to bring Chris Rock on to narrate the Janet Collins story, and we have a Kickstarter campaign right now. We're in our last week, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to bring my Fresh Prince family on.
Mm.
Everybody's kicking in to do it.
Many people remember you as Hillary Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's almost 20 years since then. I just wondered if you could tell us a little bit about how we got here. What have you been doing over the years?
Yeah. Nothing. I continued acting for a while after The Fresh Prince, but I had two kids. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
I became a mom. I have
an honorable profession.
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yep.
That's my everything, really. I've never stopped loving acting. It's just, you know, my perspective has changed and my priorities have changed. And that's what I've just been working on.
Karen Parsons is the founder of Sweet Blackberry. I want to thank you so much for your time today, Karen.
Thank you very much.
Bambi, come here.